Abdel, Coach Coughlin said you went in to talk to him this morning. Why did you go in and what did you discuss?
Well, I went to talk to him because I walked by his office and I saw him. I was just telling him, you know, how much I just love playing football, how much I love being here and this being my job, and I just, you know, I want to be the best.
Did the subject of what the Bills said about you come up?
No.
What are your thoughts about what they did say? Calling you a prima donna? They called you a prima donna and a golden boy.
It's whatever, man. It's football. We're playing football. I'm not worried about the Bills. They're in the past. We beat them last week, so.
Tom said that the subject was your actions on the field. I guess you threw a punch at one point. The Bills say there were a couple of punches thrown, and how, you know, he wants you to be above and beyond that stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody can say what they want to say. But at the end of the day, we're out there playing football, so everything else is irrelevant. What they do to me and what I do to them is irrelevant. It's football, man. I don't know how much more to explain besides that.
Did you feel that things maybe got a little bit chippy and out of hand at the end of the game?
I think it was the beginning of the game. I think it's every game, matter of fact. It starts off like that. Whatever the case is, it's just that's how it is, you know?
You mean regarding you, as far as targeting you? Or baiting you? Or
just bickering back and forth between teams, blah, blah, blah.
How about you specifically and how they approach you?
I mean, you already asked me about that. You talked about how they're targeting and doing that. You just said it, so I don't really know what more to say about that than that. They're doing what they're doing, and we're playing football. That's all there is to it.
You've been pretty candid about your emotions in the past. You talked to us about that in the summer, just the idea of walking that line, that emotional line. Do you find yourself questioning week after week how you should let it out, keep it in, that kind of thing?
I mean, not really. I just go out there and play football. That's all there is to it. It's we're playing football, and nothing else really matters.
Odell, Tom was saying that you have a passion and a toughness to play this game. You just want to go out and play really hard. Do you think people misconstrue that as some cockiness after the notoriety you've gotten after the catch last
season?
All
the time. I think it's hard for me because people who know me and they know, like, I came here to play football. I love football. There's nothing more to it than that. Like, I just love this game. So I'm very confident in my ability. I know what I've been given. I know my responsibilities that I have. And, you know, a lot of people take that as, you know, people have built me up to be right here. And, you know, they hear so much about me that, you know, that I don't know if they hear so much about other people. So now, okay, well, he's what they're talking about. Now I can make my name off of him, or I can do whatever I need to do to get in that light. And honestly, like I said, I came here to, whatever this team needed to do, if they need me to block 70 plays a game, that's what I'm here to do. If they want me to catch 60 balls a game, I'll do that as well. It doesn't really bother me either which way.
Then can you talk about the 49ers coming up then? That's your next opponent?
You know, 49ers are a great team. I don't think you can ever sleep on any team due to record. This is the NFL. Any team could be beaten any given day. And, you know, we know they're going to be hungry for a win. And we're going to have to play like we're hungry for a win, because we are. Trying to take a 3-2, get our record to 3-2, and, you know, we got to do whatever it takes.
Will you appeal the fine you got from the game?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, I mean, I get punched every single game, or punched or whatever it is. I get hit in my face every single game. So, like I said, it is what it is, bro. We're playing football, and these are grown men out here. I don't think anybody should be talking about what happened after they lost the game.
That's still in bottom line for you, the best revenge, winning the game, making the catch, making the big play on them?
We're 2-2. We beat the Buffalo Bills last week. You know, the pass is behind you. You can't really change.
Is it bother you, or is it laughable to you that they would call you a prima donna and a wonder boy?
No, I don't know. It might bother. Does it bother you a little bit?
Does it bother you?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me. I'm fine every single day. I sleep like a baby at night.
Were you surprised? I mean, the Bills kind of been walking around with a swagger a little bit.
I mean, I haven't heard till you brought it to my attention. I didn't really know much about it besides now. And, you know, for a Bills team who I think is one of the best defenses in the league, could be one of the best teams in the league, and just to hear, you know, remarks and stuff like that, it's kind of confusing. You know, it kind of messes with, you know, my idea of their identity, and where do they go from here? You know, I don't know. So Like I said, it's all irrelevant. It's all words. It's all in the past. There's nothing any one of us can do about it. So we move forward to San Fran.